Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. And today I have a very special show, as all the rest of my shows. Today I'm talking to Dr. Clifford Saunders yet again in an unfolding series, an expository series, talking about healing through various modalities, and I'm using me as the test subject. And today, for example, we're talking about the Mind Alive Oasis Pro device, which is a biofeedback device, which is very clever, and Cliff will coach me through its first use of it when we actually recorded this together. Now, the best way for me to talk to you in this moment is to talk to you as if you're a close personal friend. Just tell you what's going on with me, tell you what I see, tell you what's happening, because that's the way you get the best results. And the story all started this way. As you know, you've been listening to me for about 3 years now. Thank you for being with us. Fond of having all of you as our listeners, my listeners. And what happened about a year ago is I started changing. This is a different period of my life. I'm doing different stuff. I've always done different stuff, but more different stuff. And I said, wait, with all the political unrest and putting it in terms of a man who interviewed me recently, John O'Sullivan, said, can you please describe for us why the reasons for all the hate and despondency on the planet are happening? I went, well, I can talk about that. So John and his co-host Joe interviewed me. It was really very, very wonderful, a very pleasant occasion. But what really happened about a year ago in September of 2022 is this. I started looking for ways to actively create peace that would work, because everybody wants peace, for the most part, except the military-industrial complex. And what can you do to make that happen? Now, you've always heard that it's an inside job. Of course, that's true. Inside means peace starts with you. At the same time, if you come together in groups of people, what can you do? Politics don't work. Economics don't work. Companies taking over things don't work. This is a history that our planet has had for a long time. Call it hundreds of years at least, if you want to. So what works? Inner looking. Inner knowing. Inner peace, which in turn engenders other inner peace with other people. So last year about this time, I started looking. I went, who can do this? And I went, oh wait, I wonder what the TM people are up to. And here's why I asked that question. As many of you know, I've been a meditator a very long time, four-ish decades. I've got around 11,000 hours behind me. That doesn't mean I leap tall buildings in a single bound. No, 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 no. It just means when I want to, I can calm myself pretty quickly, and it makes me see things more clearly, in general. So I knew from the old TM science studies that when they get big groups of meditators together, they can create peace. Now, Western science can't really explain why this happens. I don't know if they'll be able to anytime in the near future. That's not my worry. It's not my concern. My interest in actually creating peace. In traditions from Asia, including Buddhism, including Hinduism, including other isms like that, they have at least 7,000 years of this kind of experience. They can create peace. It's well known to them. So they have taken traditions from that era, from those eras, the TM people, and repurposed them into new things. Now, as you probably know, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi is no longer with us. That's okay. He's assigned other people to take care of his legacy. Let's see what they can do. So around a year ago, I said, who can do this and who can bring back together groups of TM meditators? Now, it took me a while to find them because I'm not a joiner. I don't keep in touch with these people. I know select people who are meditators, but I don't talk to them very often. So this year, 2023, I made some solid contacts with a man in Australia, Andrew Lawson Kerr, who was a TM Purusha, and a guy named Rick Larson in the U.S., who's another Purusha, but he's in the U.S., and also a very nice man in England, Jeremy Old. And they all brought me up to speed on what the TM organization is doing and not doing. And what happens is I had a presentiment. I had a feeling something was coming, but I didn't know what it was. Now, I've been that way a long time. I just notice things sometimes. I don't know what it is until it gets here. And long about June of this year, Rick said to me on the phone, oh, guess what I got today? The TM organization sent me an email saying we will get together this December and asking us as a group which dates we want. Now, the gathering begins on December 29th. In fact, I'm going with my sweetheart and two of our close friends. So that's a big deal for me. You can look up 10,000forworldpeace.org. It's 10,000forworldpeace.org. And look and see what we're going to try and do. And the TM people are approaching this as an experiment. Will it work or will it not? They've got the science that already shows that it can work. The latest version of that was from 35 years ago. They created this thing called A Taste of Utopia. What is it? Whatever year it was. In Fairfield, Iowa, they got 7,000 people together. And guess what? Peace ensued. Crime went down in a variety of measurable ways. Measurable ways. Not just vague ways. Measurable ways. That's not the last time or the first time they've done this. But it was the biggest since this time, this year. So, what's going to happen is, 10,000 of us, some of us trained in other ways, are going to go to Hyderabad, India, and get together at an ashram for 2 weeks. I never expected this would happen. I never expected to be going. And it's amazing. It's wonderful. And it's a way to reconnect with ourselves and reconnect in peace. And this goes with many traditions, including that of Christianity, which says, wherever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there's love. That's true. That also means there's God, because love is God and God is love. Now, you can put any cosmology on you want this, but that's the way the universe works. This is the way we're all wired. We respond to love. That's how we grow. That's how we achieve. That's how we do things. Now, I've never been to India. This is instead of, you know, going right away, I waited a long time. Some of my senior coursework when I went to university was about Hinduism. Some was about American Indian traditions, First Nations traditions. Some was about Buddhism. But one of my senior research papers was about the symbolism of flying and ascension in classical yoga traditions. And what that was a thinly veiled study of levitation. I didn't think it could be done at that time. But guess what? I knew people had done it. One of them was somebody I had a crush on between the fourth grade and the time I was a junior in high school. But we didn't really have any kind of friendship other than just passing in the halls. And what happened is when I reconnected with her, I called her after she'd come back from overseas and teaching meditation and talked to her about this and found out that she was in fact a levitator. She had taught a bunch of stuff. So since that time, which is quite a while ago, I've known many people who are, one would say, accomplished. In the third book of the Yoga Sutras, Vibhutipada, Patanjali talks about things that are accomplishments or attainments. Those include clairvoyance, clairaudience, a whole bunch of stuff. And one popular topic these days is remote viewing. That's clairvoyance, basically. So when you do those things, those are meant to be byproducts of consciousness. And the mistake that most people make these days is they make them the focus of consciousness because it gives them a sense that they can control things. Bad idea. Bad idea. You don't want to do that. So, I got together with the TM people again, got to know them again, and we're all going to India, got to meditate, and see what happens. And the science will come out later and see if we succeeded. Now, this is the first time I've been to India. It was a big deal for me. I don't speak any Indian languages. I have friends there, people I work with for the most part, programmers, company owners, people like that, attorneys. The first time I've been there. It's a big deal. It's a mini pilgrimage for me. So, I am a lifelong seeker, and I have friends that notice that about me, including Joseph Selby, who is a lifelong seeker. Joseph writes about the physics of God and the yugas and things like that. Joseph is a very sweet, very canny character. So, this show is one of series in about me healing myself and allowing myself to heal from my bad habits. From my bad habits. I created it. I can uncreate it. I can fix things, okay? I have to allow myself to get out of my own way, allow my body to get out of its own way, calm down and do the right things, diet, exercise, of course, and great mental thoughts, great thoughts that help my healing. Now, it's said oftentimes that, you know, in the West you have to have a doctor. No, don't have to. Don't have to. That's a Western paradigm. There's whole cultures with billions of people that rely upon different paradigms with different modalities of healing. So, now let's go back into the discussion of the Mind Alive Oasis Pro. It's a biofeedback device. You can look it up. It's on the web. Mind Alive Oasis Pro. And Cliff is coaching me on my first ever use of it. And that's where we pick up with this session. And thank you.
So just to introduce the idea to the audience, what's happened for the past 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, is we've taken a very quick tour of the device. It's really quite simple. And what we've got is we've selected 20 minutes for Mike. So I'm talking to him for the next 20 minutes. We'll be using a frequency, which surprisingly is quite high for when we think about brain frequencies. It's 100 hertz, 100 cycles a second. To give that context for you, when Mike was talking about the Schumann resonance around 8 hertz, brain's very responsive at, well, it's responsive at a number of frequencies. But it does not respond in the normal way, entrainment way, to 100 hertz. It's too fast for the brain to follow, so it doesn't even bother. Instead, what it does is it uses the signal, it uses the 100 hertz signal in a very clever way to turn off the amygdala, to turn off the compulsivity. Now, some people feel it immediately, right away. They go, oh, my God. Other people, that's called an in-session effect. Other people, in fact, let me just say something about it. Only about 3 or 4% of people feel the benefits of the frequency the very first time out within the first 20 minutes. It's unusual. Not unknown, but unusual. About 15% of people will feel the effect 2 or 3 hours afterwards. And that's called an after session effect. And if I was to describe it to you, ladies and gentlemen, what it feels like your brain has just eaten a very large bowl of beautifully ripe and very sweet peaches and fresh Devonshire cream, peaches and cream. It's a lovely, smooth kind of feeling. It's just like one of your best meditations. And you're just like, oh, I love it. Now, most of us, me included, 80% of people, all of the rest of the people, will feel something 5 or 6 days. You use it once a day for the 20 minutes, and it's a cumulative effect. You'll start to feel it 5 or 6, 7, 8, 9 days later, but you'll definitely feel it. It's very difficult to put your finger on because our brains do not have a specialized sense organ for electrostimulation. Just doesn't. Has a specialized sense organ for ears, got a specialized sense organ for tongue, taste, speech, and smell, but not for electrostimulation. So it takes a bit of sensitivity to realize, oh, I am feeling the peaches and cream feeling. And what it's doing is it's allowing Mike, outside of his conscious awareness, to be able to turn off his habitual driving pattern. And it's no surprise to me that the car for him is a driving pattern because he wants to drive the car and he drives it fast. Now, what he wants is he wants choice as to whether he wants to drive the car fast or if he just wants to poodle, go for a walk. He doesn't want to be carrying that compulsive pattern all the time. He wants some choice about it. But unfortunately, like all of us, we don't have conscious purview. We don't have conscious control of some of these frequencies. We just don't. I suppose with 20 years of meditation, we could get it. But this is a fast track. This is a cheat, if you like. I don't like the word hack, but it's essentially a hack into his brain, allowing his brain to go, ah, I don't have to be on all the time. So for the coming week, he'll wear the device once a day. And what I'm going to do as well is I'm going to get him to vary the time of day. Some people, like myself, prefer to use the device in the morning. My wife, Anne-Marie, prefers to use it in the evening because it primes her brain ready for sleep. Other people like it in the afternoon. So one of the things that I'll ask him to do during this week is, for the moment, it's his morning time. And so this will be his treatment for himself in the morning. Tomorrow, I'll probably get him to do it in the evening and then notice the quality of his sleep. So you can see a device like this has got lots and lots of uses. Calm the brain, improve sleep. And that's just one of the 27 different functions that he's got access to with this device. I don't sell them. I just wish more people knew about them. So now I've just had my little diatribe. Ask me a question, Mike.
Okay. First, wow. Since I don't know the cycle of this thing, but I'm very sensitive, being scientific about this, I did notice it right away, but I didn't know what I was feeling.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what's that? One thing I noticed is my visual acuity got higher. And I'm looking at some mountains in the distance, which are the mountains of Baja California. I'm like, wait, aren't those kind of bright right now? Now, I was told a long time ago by Rosalind in class that one way to tell when you're in alpha or theta is the colors change.
Mm-hmm.
Things get more
crisp.
That's a good word. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's true. And I liken it sometimes to the feeling after you've done a meditation, everything's clearer.
Yes, that's very true. That's exactly what it's like.
Yes. More vibrant. And yeah. I was surprised when you were talking, wait, the mountains are really vibrant. What's going on there? Now, I'll have to experience this a few times to see what it feels like. The other thing I noticed is I got a slight, I would liken it to a sinus ache above my right eye. It's starting to go away now. Right here.
Yes.
So the patterns of the device, are they consistent or are they vary?
When you say the patterns, you mean the pattern that you're using at the moment? Does it vary during time on?
Yes.
No, it's going to stay around 100 hertz. Okay. One of the clever things about the device is, so we're not sweeping through frequencies. You're going, it's more or less centered around 100 cycles a second. But to keep your brain interested in the stimulation, because let's face it, brains are purposefully lazy, right? If your brain doesn't have to attend to something, it won't. So to kind of trick your brain into paying attention, what the inventor has done is he's put some random jitter in so that your brain doesn't quite know what's coming next or when it's coming.
Like a distraction.
Well, it's actually engagement. It's saying the neurons are saying to us, to themselves, I wonder when this is coming next. And the designer has designed it in such a way that you can't predict when it's coming next. So you get maximum alertness to the signal, though we don't feel it that way.
I get it. So I've had electrostim devices on muscles that are similar to designed and they vary the time of the thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, this is right. And if the feeling over your right eye or your left eye feels a bit weird, it could just be that you got the stim up too high. And so if you think that's the case, then all you do is you take it down a bit.
I'm going to leave it there for now because the feeling went away.
Okay.
It was like a sinus ache. It's like, okay, well, which brings up a whole series of questions about, whoa, when I've had sinus aches, what's going on?
Right. Okay. Yeah. I I'm going to be straight up. I don't know. We're all so very different. You know, some people will feel some things, other people will not feel anything at all. As I said, most people don't feel anything the first time out.
Well, I'm trying to be objective about this and I'm feeling something. It's like, it's different. It's like, what's it like? Let me get some metaphors going here. Seeing somebody you're attracted to for the first time, but you don't know why. You're like, wait, what's that? What's that about them? Okay. Seeing a color you don't remember seeing before. seeing an animal you've never seen before. That's probably a good one. It's not quite like that. I saw my first ever prairie dogs and bisons recently.
Uh-huh.
And I went, oh, those are amazing. So the front of my head lit up, if I could say it energetically, and the rest of me took a different, rest of my body got a different feeling. And it's one I've had before, but not that often. So I'm just curious about it now.
Yeah.
This thing turns off after 20 minutes. Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's going to turn itself off after 20 minutes. And really the best thing to do is to just enjoy it, right? I mean, you don't have to focus on it. One of the nice things I like about cranial electrostimulation, in particular the Oasis Pro, is we don't lose the time. In other words, we don't have to close our eyes. We don't have to do anything. And that's, you know, I think God reveals himself with a wicked sense of humor because God has made me responsible for compliance. Imagine Saunders in charge of compliance. It's true. Stop laughing. Yeah, it embarrasses me. But yeah. Mr. Plod the policeman, Saunders. Oh yeah, that's a great idea. But what you got to do is you just need to be consistent about using it.
This is Mike Austin. That's Dr. Clifford Saunders, the brain reprogramming doctor. We're going to take a break here. Please stick with us. We look forward to having you back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Casual Saints Austin. Now back to my interview of Dr. Clifford Saunders, the brain reprogramming doctor, and me. Thank you.
Well, what I'll get you to do is I'll get you to use it for the week. Now it's on. I'd like to take you to the next part. I promised you I'd introduce you to your brain.
Please.
And you're going to find this amusing. Ladies and gentlemen, you can follow along. Even if you don't have a cranioelectrostimulating device, you can definitely say hello to your brain.
I thought I knew my brain, but apparently Cliff says I don't, so.
So in order to do this, in order to say hello to the brain, what you need is a ritual so that after practice, all you need to do is think about the ritual. But I like to do this ritual because that way I definitely know it's going to work. And the way it works is you want both feet flat on the floor, Mike. Just kind of make sure they're both flat on the floor. So that's grounding you, isn't it? It's connecting you with the earth, connecting you with the center of the earth. Next thing you want to do is you're going to take a really deep breath. Okay, you ready? So let's take a deep breath. In you come. Here it goes. That's it. Hold it just for a second. That's it. And then let it out really slowly. And pay attention to the very bottom of that deep breath, and you'll find your relaxation reflex hiding in there, like you're swimming down the bottom of the sea with the seaweed. And then when you're ready, you can feel that. Then you just take another deep breath. That's good. Just hold it. That's it. Excellent. And then let it all the way out. You'll find your relaxation reflex right at the bottom of that deep breath. Then when you're ready, another deep breath. Good. 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 Excellent. And just hold it just for a second, then let it all the way out. All the way out, Mike. All the way out. And you've already got your eyes closed, but ladies and gentlemen, if you'll close your eyes now, just for a moment, and roll your eyes up to the top of your head like you're looking at the ceiling until you can feel a little bit of eye strain. And when you can feel a bit of eye strain, just relax your eyes and keep your eyes closed. And that's how you formally say hello to your brain. Both feet flat on the floor, three very deep breaths, pay attention to the exhale so you can feel your relaxation reflex, and close your eyes, roll your eyes up to the top of your head till you feel that wee bit of eye strain, relax your eyes and keep your eyes closed. Now you may find you immediately go into a meditative state, you may find your face gets very smooth and gets very comfortable and get very fat. You may find yourself getting very comfortable. But that's not so important right now. The important thing is to just say, hello, brain. Hello. I'm Mike. I live down below. And some people actually hear a reply. Hello, Mike. Other people don't. Again, it's not important. What's important is any time you've got something important that you want to discuss or talk to your brain about, remember this little ritual. Both feet flat on the floor. Three deep breaths. Close your eyes, roll your eyes up to the top of your head till you feel a bit of eye strain. Relax your eyes and keep your eyes closed. Now, one of the things that Mike has asked me is some help in healing his body. And my hunch is, and I've been very straight up with him, I think that with his busy life and the exciting things that he's done, he's lost track of being able to talk with his brain and lost track of being able to say, okay, put the clutch in and repair yourself while I just drift away. And what I'm going to get him to do for the next week is just keep practicing that. He's going to put his Oasis Pro on, 20 minutes, both feet flat on the floor, and he's just going to be with himself. And if my hunch is right, he will burn off all the adrenaline that he habitually runs. With the adrenaline gone, he's going to find he's going to have even crisper, he can already think well, he will find that he will have even crisper thoughts. even more measured thinking. He's going to find he has more insights. He's used to getting insights, but now he's going to find the quality of insights. And I won't be surprised if he dreams more and gets some epiphanies through dreaming. But what he wants to do is turn off the adrenaline spigot, because I think the byproducts of adrenaline are what's at the root of causing him his difficulties with different parts of his body. So this is completely unrehearsed, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm just going to wait for Mike to come back, and when he's ready, we'll continue.
Well, that is, of course, divine. He's right, people. But nobody's ever said to me what he said to me just now. And my memory is very good, and I really can't remember anybody saying, can't turn off your brain. And that, of course, would fit right in with what Dr. Juan said to me. And what other friends have observed about me, that I'm fiery. Okay? And echoing something else, long time ago, when I started looking into this, call it, 2007, maybe 8. I went to a very good body worker in Sierra Madre, California. Had a great rep. She looked at my body and said, well, I'm not sure I can help you the way I'm standing and so forth. But she said, adrenaline's really hard on your body. Cliff's nodding his head, people. And I went, I didn't want to hear that, because it felt great. It's just,
oh yeah, sugar high.
Let's go. And hello out there in casual Saints land. This is Mike Austin talking to Dr. Clifford Saunders about healing biofeedback with an Oasis Pro. Please stick around for the break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin talking to Dr. Clifford Saunders, and here we go again. Thank you. That started me thinking. So I'm not the only one that has done things this way, I'm sure. I can think of athletes. There's a guy last night I talked to in the hot tub, successful Baja racer, successful Baja 1000 racer. His daughter was there. Nice man, intense, can't stop talking. Got a tummy on him now. Okay. But he stopped racing motorcycles in the Baja when his wife said, you know, you can't do that anymore. You got a daughter, right? But the daughter rides with him in the cars that he races now. And I'm looking at him going, I like the guy a lot, right?
Yes.
I'm going, he can't turn that off. No, that's a new thing.
Right.
And I would have said PTS until just now.
Uh-huh.
But everything's not PTS.
No.
Okay. My dad had PTS. I have it, but over different things than he did.
Yeah.
So would you give people a thumbnail about what the amygdala is, please?
Yes. So if you imagine our brains are made up of two walnut halves and they're the right and left hemisphere. They're connected together by a very thick cable called the corpus callosum. And in each of the hemispheres, sort of like within the first third of each hemisphere, up about an inch, you're going to find the two little amygdala. They're like P-shaped, very small P-shaped organs, and what their job is to protect us. And their job is to detect danger. And when they detect danger, they send a signal to your adrenals, which sit above your kidneys, which pump adrenaline into your bloodstream. Why would the amygdala do that? Because the amygdala is detecting what it thinks of as a threat. And to get ready for the threat, to either fight whatever it is or to run away really, really fast, it's got to mobilize sugars in the muscles and in the body. Unfortunately, they can get turned on. So when the amygdala detects the adrenaline in the bloodstream, the amygdala go, see, I knew them. See, look at that. There's going to, no, look, send more adrenaline. And so sends a signal down and the adrenals dutifully pump more adrenaline in. And then you get this cycle. It's called adrenal fatigue. You can't burn it off fast enough. So you essentially start to poison yourself with the products of your own metabolism from the amygdala that doesn't know how to turn itself off. And as I said, 20 years of devoted meditation can do it. And 20 minutes of a cranial electrostimulator can get you started. So you can, that's why I'll say to people, I believe in accelerated meditation, but that's a heresy. What are you talking about? No. If I have to walk to the crystal city, I can walk, but if there's a motorcycle I can take a motorcycle. The point is to be able to get where you're going. And so whether you sit quietly, in your asanas, breathing and paying attention mindfully to what your brain is doing, or using a device like this to do it, the outcome's the same. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel less have to do stuff, have to make things happen. You're going to have much more, not control over it. You're going to be, let's just chill for a bit. So I hope that explains what the amygdala is. It's vastly more complicated than that. That's basically it. And I'll just say one last thing. Fear is your friend. You want fear. You want to be able to feel fear. Some people are born without the sensation of fear and they're dead in their early 20s. Why? Well, whether it's Kodak courage, they just can't see that that's a crazy thing to do, whatever that thing might be. Or one lady in Australia about 15 years ago, she was at one of these spider aquariums, and she was told by the fellow running the aquarium, do not, don't put your fingers in there, dear. Because if it bites you, you've got like 12 minutes left. But when everyone had turned their back, she just wanted to see, and the spider bit her because she couldn't judge the danger of what she was doing. So we want fear. We just don't want it ruling our lives. We've got to be able to pay attention to it. Oh, that's just the fear response. Oh, I'm running a bit helpless. Oh, I'm thinking there might be something around that corner. See, fear alerted you to the woman who had done the donut is now stuck in the middle of the road and you're coming around at high speed. So whether you believe in precognition or not, you had a hunch, and that hunch saved your life and hers.
It at least prevented us from a lot of body damage to the cars and unpleasantries.
Yes.
So examples of other people that I've known come to mind, not just me. And this, for practical purposes, is all new to me right now.
Yep.
Just didn't know.
Yep.
It all makes sense, okay? And sometimes for me, it's not fear. It's like, oh, there's that thing. What does that mean? And why should I pay attention to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the very same doctor who bollocksed up my left arm, he's a family guy. I don't remember how many kids he had. He had at least one, maybe two. And that kid, when he was maybe 17, maybe 16, is riding motorcycles with the minister's son in Santa Paula, in this very beautiful area called Ferndale. I think his name was Mark. I didn't know him well. He's a doctor's son. Okay. I imagine the family had a little bit of money, right?
No.
And Mark cuts a corner and collects himself head on onto a car and kills himself.
Right.
Well, it seems like he maybe didn't have control of his fear response.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Ricky, I was acquainted with the minister's family. I forget how many kids he had, maybe four. One was a very pretty girl, an older girl, my age. Ricky was in that same area, if you will, called Ferndale.
Mm-hmm.
And was said one day to either dive into a pool that had a very shallow bottom or slipped and fell and hit his head, died.
Oh, wow.
And he was a rowdy kid. They were both rowdy guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was not that rowdy kid. I was quiet, kept to myself. But I still apparently had the seeds of the things that I did, because at 17, with a friend that I still know, a sweet man, I held a wild rattlesnake. This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Now back to my Casual Saints with Dr. Clifford Saunders and me. I held a wild rattlesnake. in the Mojave Desert.
Uh-huh.
And I've asked him for pictures of that. We would often go out to the desert sometimes because he was becoming a herpetologist. We picked up the snake with a snake grasping device, didn't hurt the snake. I would guess, let me think, snake would have been close to 3 feet, 2.5, 3 feet.
Yes.
Not thick, but big enough. And their venom is not both hemotoxic and neurotoxic, which would be a problem. There's a species that he encountered called the Mojave Green, which is both of those things. It's a problem. The venom is just, I think, hemotoxic. So I held the snake for a few moments. Tim got his camera ready. Of course, I'm paying attention. I'm nervous.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm trusting him because he knows what he's doing. Yeah. So he takes the snake back. And I forget how he put it on the ground, but he put it back on the ground and the snake coils right away.
Yes.
And he's crouched with his camera out of striking range.
Right.
The snake can only strike something like 2/3 of the length of their body.
Yes.
And I can remember this very clearly. I'm facing him. He's facing the snake. They're facing each other. And he is, his right side's toward me.
Right.
He has painted that snake. He's a painter.
Right.
And I asked him to get the photograph because I want to put it in the book. That's the only wild rattlesnake he's ever held.
Uh-huh.
Same with me. So your comments about the amygdala pearl, are now starting to fall into place like Tetris. Ooh,
right.
Didn't know that. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes.
And this is a revelation for me. I'll say that.
Yeah.
And it helps explain a lot of things about me. Lila doesn't even know about this about me, but we constantly have this push-pull about how I react to things.
Uh-huh.
So I think she'll find it really helpful. Now, Lila's a retired firefighter, so it's not like she doesn't know what fear is like, but she's also very tough and tender. I wonder, now that we're talking about this, how we trigger each other. We've been together 9 years, and there was an occasion in the car a couple weeks ago. We're coming home late at night. I'm rocketing down the road. I'm passing most everybody. It's just late, and I'm tired. I want to get home before I get really tired. I'm doing 85.
Yes.
One guy behind me. I'm having a great time. We got into a fight because one of us left behind something in the car that we were dropped off. And I wanted to cycle through the questions about, well, are you sure it's there? And she didn't want to do it. She knew it to be true that she left it behind. And I didn't check for it, right? We argued about it. It took us 5 days to recover from that. Six. Okay. So there's proof in the pudding there that I couldn't turn it off. I couldn't say, well, wait, she's probably right. I didn't want to turn it off. I wanted to find out what's happening. I wanted to control it. That's what I should probably say.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question about gamma, because that has been one of my, I thought it might be a holy grail for me. I've watched people on video in gamma.
Yes.
Are there sort of regular indicators that you're in gamma that one can look for?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, the only way that I know reliably to be able to tell someone's generating a lot of gamma is to stick an EEG cap on them and then look for it. You can't always tell from the outside. I suppose an expert could tell from the outside, someone who's really experienced in reading EEGs and knowing this, I've not specialized in it. But just to finish the thought, it's a very handy frequency to kind of, hate to put it this way, pump into your head when you need it. So we will get to that, ladies and gentlemen, in another session.
Well, from what I've seen of it, it's one of my holy grails. My scans showed a lot of theta and alpha and some beta, but I don't recall the guys mentioning anything about gamma. But then maybe I do it when I'm not being hooked up. I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
And I frequently can get Kundalini rushes, which are very pleasant, and they're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
one that I had in 2014, I'm thinking about somebody that I was going to meet soon, and in a dream, I just woke up from a dream about them, and my body started writhing. I went, ooh, not good. That's a Kundalini rush. Let me shut that thing down. And I did, because I started to get a headache.
Yes. Like,
no. Don't do that. Now, they do consciousness. That person does consciousness. they're a Zen meditator.
Yes.
I never told them about that. I did tell them about some of the dreams I had and some of the awarenesses I had about them. They're still doing consciousness. And I think what I'm saying that is I'm surmising that I was starting to produce higher frequencies when I had that.
Uh-huh.
Higher meaning more coherence.
Yes.
Greater good for everyone, that kind of thing.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So I'll look for markers later. Thank you.
Well, let's see if we can loop it back for the audience.
Yes.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, Mike has been really, really very vulnerable and open about the kinds of crazy stuff that he's done and what he wants to do, his goals for getting better and for healing himself. As you can tell when you listen to him, he's beautifully articulate. But what he wants to do is he wants to, you know, it's like one of those Heineken beer ads in Britain. He wants to reach the parts that other beers can't get to, you know what I mean? So for the rest of the week, he's going to use his cranial electrostimulation device. He's already very inventive. He's very creative about his own healing. So he's already added more light. So he's more light to his body. And I'm going to encourage him to do the same. He can't hurt himself. I'd like him to be creative about where he puts the device and, you know, feel free to experiment. One last thought for him. I'd like him, when he's done his flex beam, when he's filled his body with photons and light, to then do the Oasis Pro. Because I've noticed recently with a number of clients, the photons energize the mitochondria and then the brain, his brain can take full advantage of it with his CES. So that would be his homework for this coming week. Now, hopefully when we meet again, which I think will be in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be further down the track and we'll be able to recap some of the journeys and experiments that he's done. But that's enough for now, ladies and gentlemen. If this idea of talking to your brain has sparked your interest, then I recommend you do that eye roll close to bedtime, because we carry into our REM and dreaming phases of sleep the things most recently on our minds before we go to sleep, which is why you want to feed your brain with happy, fun things, not violent, miserable shit that you get on TV. You want stuff that's good for you. And so tonight, when you go to sleep, ladies and gentlemen, just do this to remember the sound of my voice, the things that Mike and I have talked about.
We will be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
And do your own experiments. And for goodness sake, let him know what you discover. And should you get some amazing epiphanies, say thank you out loud to your brain so that your brain will do it more often.
Wow, thank you. So would you please tell people your website?
Yes. So I'm the brain reprogramming doctor. So don't be surprised if my website is www.thebrainreprogrammingdoctor.com. And take a look at the technologies that we've been talking about today. Take a look at the science behind the technologies. And if you feel so disposed, send me a note. I'd be very happy to have a chat with you, tell you what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, not often I get speechless. That's a good thing. I had this thought, doesn't matter, that I'll mention anyway, because maybe it needs to be told, because I see fields and can move energy and have moved energy. And that's the confusing thing for me. I can do that. Well, I want to do it with my body. Why am I not doing it yet?
Yeah.
What Cliff is doing for me is a better way to put it. Reteaching me about what my body can do that I'd forgotten about. This is a great word that Plato has called anamnesis, where you forget who you were before you were born, and your job is to remember who you were before you were born. Hello, friends. That's it for this edition of Casual Saints. Please join us next time. Thank you very much. This is Mike Austin signing off.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.